Secretary Vilsack hears from Republicans on SNAP and other spending. At a House budget hearing, Ag Appropriations Subcommittee Chair Robert Adderholt called USDA's budget request irresponsible, saying it blows through caps at a December bipartisan spending deal. But full committee chair Harold Rogers had even tougher words.
Mandatory spending, two-thirds of federal spending, is the problem. I see no leadership from this administration to try to tackle this major issue.
USDA's 2015 fiscal year budget proposes to cut both required program and discretionary spending, but Rogers charges the department is lowballing estimates of mandatory spending, then exceeding them.
From this administration, where funding is cut for useful programs in order to make room for new spending and create the illusion of budget savings. The concern I have is that this shows a disrespect for our rural communities and the constituents who've made these programs successful.
Including, Rogers says, a USDA home loan program successful in his Kentucky district. Vilsack didn't respond directly, but was clearly upset with Rogers' characterization of his budget as disrespectful.
Let me start by focusing on the impact of this budget on real people. 40,000 farmers, 85% of which will be beginning farmers or socially disadvantaged farmers, will benefit under this budget. Crop insurance will cover $63 billion in crops. AFIS will protect $165 billion of value in livestock, poultry, and specialty crops as a result of this budget. The food and nutrition assistance programs will benefit nearly 47 million Americans under the SNAP program.